be careful with your fireworks this year. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jay Zagorski, research scientist and economist at The Ohio State University, says more fireworks are shot off each year and injuries are increasing.
The 4th of July is a day of parades, barbecue, and of course, fireworks. The first fireworks display commemorating Independence Day happened in 1777 in Philadelphia, just 1 year after the Declaration of Independence was signed. While watching the explosions, here are five facts to consider. First, use of fireworks is growing. We shoot off roughly 10 times more fireworks than we did in 1976, the bicentennial year. Today, people in the U.S. are shooting off almost 1 pound of fireworks per adult per year. Second, a key reason for the increase is a steady reduction in state laws. Today, only two states, Massachusetts and Delaware, completely prohibit individuals from owning and using fireworks. Third, because states now permit individuals to purchase fireworks, there has been a large shift from professional to amateur use. Back in 2000, roughly one-third of all fireworks shot into the sky were done for professional displays. Last year, professional displays comprised less than 10%. Fourth, the vast majority of the fireworks shot off in the U.S. are manufactured overseas, mainly in China. The import invoices show after adjusting for inflation, firework prices are cheaper today than 25 years ago. Pound for pound, fireworks cost less than half the price of hot dogs. Fifth, as states have relaxed restrictions, injury rates have increased. Compared to 5 years ago, about one-third more people will be hurt and go to the emergency room. So if you're shooting them off, use some common sense, especially near children. So whether you're lighting fireworks, watching them, or just hiding from the noise, I wish all of you a happy Independence Day.
That was Jay Zagorski of The Ohio State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.